This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording done by Chip in Tampa, Florida, on January 5th, 2006. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Book 31. Thou Mother with Thy Equal Brood. Thou, mother, with thy equal brood, thou varied chain of different states, yet one identity only. A special song before I go I'd sing o'er all the rest for thee, the future. I'd sow a seed for thee of endless nationality. I'd fashion thy ensemble including body and soul. I'd show a way ahead thy real union, and how it may be accomplished. The paths to the house I seek to make, but leave to those to come the house itself. Belief, I sing, and preparation, as life and nature are not great with reference to the present only, but greater still from what is yet to come out of that formula for thee, I sing. As a strong bird on pinions free, joyous, the amplest spaces heavenward cleaving, such be the thought I'd think of thee, America. Such be the recitative I'd bring for thee. The conceits of the poets of other lands I'd bring thee not, nor the compliments that have served their turn so long, nor rhyme, nor the classics, nor perfume of foreign court or indoor library, but an odor I bring as from forests of pine in Maine, or breath of an Illinois prairie, with open airs of Virginia, or Georgia, or Tennessee, or from Texas uplands, or Florida's glades, or the Saguenay's black stream, or the wide blue spread of Huron, with presentment of Yellowstone scenes, or Yosemite, and murmuring under, pervading all, I'd bring the rustling sea sound that endlessly sounds from the two great seas of the world. And for thy subtler sense, subtler refrains, dread mother, preludes of intellect tallying these and thee, mind formulas fitted for thee, real and sane and large as these and thee, thou mounting higher, driving deeper than we knew, thou transcendental union, by thee fact to be justified, blended with thought, thought of man justified, blended with God. Through thy idea, lo, the immortal reality, through thy reality, lo, the immortal idea. Brain of the new world, what a task is thine, to formulate the modern out of the peerless grandeur of the modern, out of thyself, comprising science to recast poems, churches, art, recast, maybe discard them, end them, maybe their work is done, who knows, by vision, hand, conception on the background of the mighty past, the dead to limn with absolute faith the mighty living present. And yet, thou living present brain, heir of the dead, the old world brain, thou that lay folded like an unborn babe within its folds so long, thou carefully prepared by it for so long, haply thou but unfoldst it, only maturest it. It is to eventuate in thee the essence of the bygone time contained in thee, its poems, churches, arts, unwitting to themselves, destined with reference to thee. Thou but the apples long, long, long a-growing, the fruit of all the old, ripening today in thee. Sail, sail thy best, ship of democracy. Of value is thy freight, 'tis not the present only, the past is also stored in thee. Thou hold'st not the venture of thyself alone, not of the western continent alone. Earth's resume entire floats on thy keel, O ship, is steadied by thy spars. With thee time voyages in trust. The antecedent nations sink or swim with thee. With all their ancient struggles, martyrs, heroes, epics, wars, thou bear'st the other continents. Theirs, theirs, as much as thine, the destination port triumphant. Steer then with good strong hand and wary eye, O helmsman. Thou carriest great companions. Venerable priestly Asia sails this day with thee, and royal feudal Europe sails with thee. Beautiful world of new, superber birth that rises to my eyes like a limitless golden cloud filling the western sky, emblem of general maternity lifted above all, sacred shape of the bearer of daughters and sons, out of thy teeming womb thy giant babes in ceaseless procession issuing, ascending from such generation, taking and giving continual strength and life, world of the real, world of the twain in one, world of the soul born by the world of the real alone, led to identity, body by it alone. Yet, in the beginning only, incalculable masses of composite precious materials, by history's cycles forwarded, by every nation, language hither sent, ready, collected here, a freer, vast, electric world to be constructed here, the true new world, the world of orbic science, morals, literatures to come. Thou wonder world yet undefined, unformed, neither do I define thee. How can I pierce the impenetrable blank of the future? I feel thy ominous greatness, evil as well as good. I watch thee advancing, absorbing the present, transcending the past. I see thy light lighting and thy shadow shadowing, as if the entire globe. But I do not undertake to define thee, hardly to comprehend thee. I but thee name, thee prophecy, as now. I merely thee ejaculate. Thee in my future, thee in thy only permanent life, career, thy own unloosened mind, thy soaring spirit, thee as another equally needed son. Radiant, ablaze, swift-moving, fructifying all, thee risen in potent cheerfulness and joy, in endless great hilarity, scattering for good the cloud that hung so long and weighed so long upon the mind of man, the doubt, suspicion, dread of gradual certain decadence of man, thee in thy larger, saner brood of female, male, thee in thy athletes, moral, spiritual, south, north, west, east, to thy immortal breasts, mother of all, thy every daughter, son, and dearer alike, forever equal, thee in thy own musicians, singers, artists, unborn yet, but certain. Thee in thy moral wealth and civilization, until which thy proudest material civilization must remain in vain. Thee in thy all-supplying, all-enclosing worship. Thee in no single Bible, Savior, merely thy Savior's countless, latent within thyself, thy Bible's incessant within thyself, equal to any, divine as any. Thy soaring course, thee formulating not only thy two great wars, nor in thy centuries visible growth, but far more in these leaves and chants, thy chants, great mother. Thee in an education grown of thee, in teachers, studies, students born of thee, thee in thy democratic feats en masse, thy high original festivals, operas, lecturers, preachers, thee in thy ultimate, the preparations only now completed, the edifice on sure foundations tied. Thee in thy pinnacles, intellect, thought, thy topmost rational joys, thy love, and godlike aspiration, in thy resplendent coming literati, thy full-lunged orators, thy sacerdotal bards, cosmic savans, these in thee certain to come today, I prophesy. Land, tolerating all, accepting all, not for the good alone, all good for thee. Land in the realms of God to be a realm unto thyself, under the rule of God to be a rule unto thyself. Lo, where arise these peerless stars, to be thy natal stars, my country, ensemble, evolution, freedom, set in the sky of law. Land of unprecedented faith, God's faith, thy soil, thy very subsoil all upheaved, the general inner earth so long, so sedulously draped over now, henceforth, what it is boldly laid bare, opened by thee to heaven's light, for benefit or bale. Not for success alone, not to fair sail, unintermitted always, the storm shall dash thy face, the murk of war and worse than war shall cover thee all over. Wert capable of war, its tug and trials, be capable of peace, its trials? For the tug and moral strain of nations come at last in prosperous peace, not war. In many a smiling mask, death shall approach, beguiling thee, thou in disease shalt swelter, the livid cancer spread its hideous claws, clinging upon thy breasts, seeking to strike thee deep within. Consumption of the worst, moral consumption shall rouge thy face with hectic, but thou shalt face thy fortunes, thy diseases, and surmount them all. Whatever they are today, whatever through time they may be, they each and all shall lift and pass away and cease from thee. While thou, time spirals rounding out of thyself, thyself still extricating, fusing, equable, natural, mystical union, thou, the mortal with immortal blent, shalt soar toward the fulfillment of the future, the spirit of the body and the mind, the soul, its destinies. The soul, its destinies, the real. Purport of all these apparitions of the real. In thee, America, the soul, its destinies, thou globe of globes, thou wonder nebulous. But many a throw of heat and cold convulsed by these, thyself solidifying, thou mental moral orb, thou new, indeed, new spiritual world, the present holds thee not for such vast growth as thine. For such unparalleled flight as thine, such brood as thine, the future only holds thee and can hold thee. A Palmanoff Picture. Two boats with nets lying off the sea beach quite still, 10 fishermen waiting. They discover a thick school of moss bunkers. They drop the jointed seine ends in the water. The boats separate and row off, each on its own rounding course to the beach, enclosing the moss bunkers. The net is drawn in by a windlass by those who stop ashore. Some of the fishermen lounge in their boats. Others stand ankle-deep in the water, poised on strong legs. The boats partly drawn up, the water slapping against them, strewed on the sand in heaps and windrows, well out from the water, the green-backed, spotted mossbunkers. End of Book 30.